today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word, and I hope that our program is a blessing to you today. We always want to be a blessing to people, and I hope the Word of God is a blessing to you today as we consider His Word. Today, we're going to be in Psalm 94. Very interesting psalm. You'll notice that many of these little phrases that we've been working on, many of them are found in the Psalms. Now, let me explain. We've been working on a series called The Lord Is My. And you finish the statement. You fill in the blank. The Lord is my what? In the Bible, there are seven such phrases. I somehow think there might have been more, but when I did the research, I only found seven, and I suppose you could possibly find some more. So far, we've looked at the Lord is my strength, the Lord is my rock, the Lord is my shepherd, and the Lord is my light. We've got several more to go before we're finished. If you'd like to hear all of the messages in this series, you can find them at the website at considerhisword.org. All of the messages will be there as we begin to present them on the internet. And so you can go and listen to all of this series. It's a great series, and I would encourage you to go and listen to all of the programs in this series. The Lord is my. Today, we're going to be talking about the Lord is my defense. And I would encourage you to go find a Bible if you can and join us today as we consider His Word. While you're doing that, I want to remind you again about our website, considerhisword.org. There at the website, not only can you find all of the messages there, but you can also contact us from the website. You'll see a little tab there that says Contact Us, and I'd love to hear from you where you're hearing this program, the radio station where you're hearing this program, and where you're at. I'd love to hear from you. So write to us. They're either through the website. You can email me directly at considerhisword.radio@gmail.com. Or as most people do, you can just write to us directly. It's interesting, in this day of all of the technology, most of the responses that I get come through the regular mail. So write to us. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290, Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. I look forward to hearing from you. Psalm 27. We looked at last week. This week, we're going to look at Psalm 94. I want to begin reading in verse 16. We read a lot of Psalm 27 last week, but this week, we're not going to read so much as we did before. I want to start reading in verse 16. I want you to listen now for the phrase, "The Lord is my defense." Psalm 94, verse 16. "Who will rise up against me? The evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. Then I said, my foot slippeth. Thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee? which frameth mischief by a law. They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off. Verse 22, but the Lord is my defense. What does he mean by that? The Lord is my defense. You know, I believe what he's talking about here is that the Lord is his protector. You look up the word defense that it refers to, or it means a place of refuge or a place that the enemy can't get to. You could think of a fort. And a fort is a place where an enemy cannot get to. Out here in the Everglades, many, many years ago, over 100 years ago, the federal government, the soldiers came and built a fort here near the reservation. It was called Fort Shackelford. Many can locate it and know where it's at. They don't say a lot about it, but many know where it's at, and many times they'll go out and do some digs around there and do some archaeology work, and they do find some things. Fort Shackelford was built to kind of keep an eye on the Seminole Indians here, and what they didn't count on is when it came summer and the rains came, it flooded. The whole fort was filled with water, and so they moved out, went on their way, and guess to wait it out, and while they left, the Seminole people went and burned it down. So it's not there anymore. That a fort is a place of protection and a place where we are protected against the enemy. So you read this passage of Scripture, and he talks here a lot about the enemies and the people who are trying to hurt him and those who are trying to come after him in some way. And he said, the Lord is my defense. He's against our defense against our enemies. He's a constant defense. He's there all the time. He's also a consistent defense. And there are a lot of things for which the Lord is our defense. Many times this phrase, or speaking of the word defense, is used in Scripture. For example, Job said, yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. We go into the Psalms and many other Psalms. Psalm 59:16 says, but I will sing of thy power. Yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning, for thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. And of course, here in Psalm 94, where he said, the Lord is my defense. So what is he defending against? What are some of the things that are coming at us that we need God's help? And we need him as a place of refuge and as our defense. I believe, first of all, that he defends us against hell. He is our defense against hell. Psalm 7, verse 10 says, my defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. And by sending his son to die on a cross, he is our defense against hell. Do you want to escape hell? Your good works aren't going to help you. Going to church every Sunday, that's not going to help you. Your family's not going to help you. Because your parents went to church, that's not going to be a help. Or your grandparents went to church. You don't know how many times I hear that when I'm out witnessing and talking to people, and they'll say, yeah, well, my parents used to go to church. That's not going to help. Your only help against hell, your only defense against hell is to call upon the Lord. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Have you called upon him? Do you know him as your Savior? Now, I believe he is also our defense against sin, and particularly the penalty of sin. Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. He is our defense against the penalty of sin. When Jesus died on the cross, he paid the price for our sin. He redeemed us. You see, it was because of his shed blood on Calvary's cross that we can be forgiven and that we can be saved. He died there in our place because God loved us so much, Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So he's our defense against the penalty of sin. I believe he's also our defense against the power of sin. 1 Corinthians 10:13, there is no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able, but will with the temptation provide a way to escape. He's our protection against the power of sin. And I'm talking about the power of sin that would enslave you. Many are enslaved by sin today. Many are fighting that battle. And yet, listen, Jesus came to set you free. He said, and if I set you free, you'll be free indeed. And he has come to set us free from the power of sin in our life. Look how Paul addressed it in Romans chapter 6, beginning in verse 11. He said, likewise, reckon also yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but to alive unto God through Jesus Christ, O Lord. Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God, as those that are alive from the dead, and as your members as instruments of the righteousness of God. For sin shall not have dominion over you. Did you catch that? Sin shall not have dominion over you. He is our defense against the power of sin in our life. He goes on and says, for you're not under law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we're not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether to sin of sin unto death or obedience unto righteousness. God will protect you against the power of sin. One day, he'll protect us from the presence of sin when he takes us home to heaven. Now, there's one more. The Lord is also our defense against Satan. 1 John 3:8 says, he that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Romans 16:20, and the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. You have power over Satan, and God is our defense against the work of the devil. Can you say, the Lord is my defense? It comes by trusting him, by asking him into your life as your Savior. I hope that he is your defense. Our time is gone. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.